Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let it be known, and contrary to the insidious whisperings of some, that this podcast is a proud member of the Agora Podcast Network. Agora is a one-stop shop for you, the podcast listener, seeking to find quality, independent audio podcasting entertainment. With just under 1 million downloads each month, we have a large, attractive listener base, which is prone to being trendsetters and go-getters, whether they want to be or not. You're all just so wonderful, you just can't help it. And you know what that means? That Agora is a great place to advertise. Yes, that's right. If you have a product or service that you want to sell to our hordes of fans, Agora Podcast Network is a place to go. Just head over to our website, agorapodcastnetwork.com, to find out how. Doing so will help us keep hosting all these awesome shows, and will give us all a nice payout. Someday. I have no donors or patrons to thank in this episode because, honestly, your outpouring of support was so massive after I posted the last minisode that I'm holding it all for the next episode because otherwise this episode would be, like, half me thanking patrons. But please, we are so, so close to our goal, so please do keep it coming. We do need just a little bit more to reach our goal, and then we can get back to normal. But thank you all so much for your support. Oh, and just really, really quickly, in order to donate, you can go to the website, WittenbergToWestphaliaPodcast.weebly.com. In the show notes, there will be links to my wife's knitting store, which is on Instagram, Facebook, and now on Etsy, all under the name Knittin' Frog. Or you can go to my store page and donate securely via PayPal, or become a patron on Patreon, which has a bunch of rewards, which I swear I'll get to at some point. Anyway, on with the show. Thank you.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning.
Greetings, my name is Benjamin Jacobs, and this is episode 37, Trav's Big Adventure. So, originally, this episode was going to be about the art of warfare in the Middle Ages. However, Wittenberg to Westphalia friend of the show and foreign correspondent Travis Dow, of the History of Germany podcast, happened to get us this hot-off-the-presses content of this 500-year anniversary of Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the castle church door in Wittenberg. By all accounts, the event was celebrated with a massive party in the entire city of Wittenberg. And Travis delivered us this fresh content, which is slightly different from all the other content that he delivered to the other members of the Agora Podcast Network, so you really need to listen to all of them to get the full set. It's like Pokemon. As it happens, I'm going to be moving in, 2 weeks? 2 weeks? And the episode that I also already had ready to go is definitely a two-parter. It doesn't make sense to put the episode from Travis in between the two, and I'm probably not going to get to the other one until after I'm done moving and after the holidays. So I'm going to do this one first, and then immediately afterwards I'm going to submit the other one as well. That one's going to be set up to sound like I posted it in December, but you loyal listeners will know better. Now I know, it's a horrible tear to not have to hear my voice for a full month. But I think you'll get through it, because the content in these two episodes is going to be so great. I'm super excited to hear Trav's episode, and I'm just so floored by the episode that I put together that, you know, I'm going to be probably pretty much listening to it on repeat for the next month and a half, because I'm that kind of guy. Anyway, sorry for the long, slightly rambly introduction. Believe it or not, this is the edited version. And the next sounds you will hear will be foreign correspondent Travis Dow live from Wittenberg. Okay, he's not actually live. I wonder if he got to meet Angela Merkel.
Hey, Ben, how's it going? Well, I'm in Wittenberg, which I believe is fitting for Wittenberg to Westphalia, Wars of the Reformation. I won't make it to Westphalia this trip. That's the other end of Germany. But, wow, we're about to walk into the actual Luther house. And, well, let's see what we find.
Something really important happened in Wittenberg 500 years ago. Listen to Ben's podcast to find out what exactly. But this is part of a scavenger hunt across the Agora podcast network. On the 500-year celebration of Martin Luther's 95 Theses, I went to Wittenberg. The exhibit in Wittenberg took at least 11 years of planning, organization, logistics, and the collection was unique. 95 objects from around the world, along with 95 people and stories behind them. This is Travis Dow from the History of Germany podcast, by the way, and it was amazing to have a behind-the-scenes glimpse of the exhibit, a private tour, and an apartment right next to the medieval market, because one of the curators of this exhibit is also the creator of the secret cabinet, Deb Woodla. Just listen to Ben's podcast if you want to hear why this day was so important. Hundreds of thousands of people poured into this small town, including the German chancellor, by helicopter. And I recorded some audio just for Wittenberg to Westphalia, so let's see how that turned out.
Okay. This Luther's monk's habit. Yeah. They allegedly wore this on the diet of Rome, of Worms.
Okay.
But there are some issues with that. For instance,
sure.
It's brown, not black. It should be black.
Right.
So it might be his traveling coat.
Okay.
So that would be
interesting.
Because it's not actually a monk's habit anyway. So it could be a coat. But still not sure whether it's Luther's or not. Tradition goes on for 200 years or so.
Yeah.
But it's a nice symbol for the famous quotation, "Here I stand, I cannot do other," which he never said.
Okay, yeah.
This is not in diet of reforms.
Right,
But it comprises quite nicely what Luther said, actually. He said, well, if you cannot prove me wrong by the Holy Scripture, I'm bound in the will of God and the words of God and in my own consciousness.
That's very Jan Hus, or even Wycliffe.
Well,
das ist ja Jan Hus, oder sogar Wycliffe. So, Beweis ist anders, oder? If you can't prove it, then I have to be like this.
Wow.
Sorry, we switched to German then, but that was Luther's robe, which I'd seen before when I had a tour of Martin Luther's house, also by Deb Budla, 4 years ago when I was in Wittenberg and met him for the first time. And so they did have some of Luther's stuff there again. One of the coolest, one of the center points of the exhibit was that they had a very early print from Wittenberg of the 95 Theses there. And one that was very interesting is that there was mistakes in the, like, it only goes to 87, and sometimes it goes, the numbers repeat themselves, and sometimes they skip a number, or one thesis that has more than one sentence kind of gets chopped off into a second thesis. So, yeah, I mean, I guess printing wasn't an exact science, or it's just easy to make mistakes, but very cool that, I mean, there was letters written exactly 500 years before I was there, you know, on Halloween 1517, the 95 Theses just printed just weeks later. Luther's translation of the Bible, obviously, some of the very earliest prints, sometimes with notes from 1517 written in the margins. And said, you know, and it would say, like, printed in Wittenberg. There's one copy that they had on exhibit from 1540. They had a lot of the, kind of, they tried to make Martin Luther, you know, a 3D whole person by, Germans obviously have put Martin Luther on a pedestal at various times in history, and Prussians have, and so have Nazis. Many people have quoted Luther for good and bad, but just because he's so important in history, they've excavated his parents' house, tried to figure out how his childhood was, and many of the artifacts were here at this exhibit, like toys from his childhood. And his father was a coppersmith, so, you know, just a slab of copper that they got from a silver mine or something, a wooden spoon for punishment. A lot of great stuff to kind of get a glimpse of who Martin Luther was, and then also the times he lived in, which I've talked about on the history of the papacy, and some of his effects that I've talked about on other podcasts. One thing that I thought was really interesting that I saved for this episode, and there's many, many examples of the influence of, you know, not just Martin Luther's theology necessarily, or what he said against the Catholic Church, but taken more broadly in the sense of anti-censorship or freedom of speech, even, you know, freedom of religion and that kind of thing, and all the arguments that were had in the coming centuries and around Europe and around the world. But one great example was Michael Agricola. They had a print from him, and you may have never heard of him. He was a reformer in Finland, and he lived from 1510 to 1557, so a pretty short life. But he really brought... he wrote down the Finnish language and kind of was, you know, he's seen as almost a holy, like a saint today, but he's kind of the creator of the Finnish language, much like, I don't know, Shakespeare might be for English, or not the creator, but the person that wrote it down and gave it its form and spelling. And Martin Luther was definitely that for German, and a Lutheran Finnish person who, you know, went back home and wrote in the Finnish language is Michael Agricola, and they had a very early print of his. So the reasons for Martin Luther's Reformation and the Catholic world of the time that I covered on the History of the Papacy podcast, some of his effects are on the English Renaissance podcast, and others, some of the interesting tidbits of Martin Luther's life and some of the more weird artifacts in the exhibit are on the Cannonball. And then, of course, part of the reason why this was such a big day in German history on the History of Germany podcast, which is my own. And then I'll summarize the whole thing and explain this whole scavenger hunt on the Agora feed. And there'll be links on podcastnik.com, hopefully in the show notes here. But to learn more about the crazy exhibit of 95 artifacts, people, and stories behind them, and the 500-year celebration itself, and the medieval markets, and all the crazy stuff that went on in town that day, just follow the Agora scavenger hunt, and thanks.
Luther wanted to impress people. We know that he printed already the 97 theses against scholarism.
Yes,
he wanted to get rid of in the university, and so he probably printed also 95 theses against the indulgences.
So all this work, and then they make a few mistakes with the numbers.
Right, but he still used it.
Sure.
It's quite elegant.
Oh yeah, I mean it looks amazing. Yeah, and you don't notice right away that.
But the next printer then didn't make the mistakes. They only counted to 25, and began again. 25, and then 20.
Okay.
And the
next
one didn't use Arabic numbers anymore, but used the Latin numbers.
The Roman, right.
And so they didn't make the same mistake. Because now easier to do so, because probably used small parts.
It is very small print. It's like font 12 or something.
You
know, 10.
If you do that not well lit printing press and have to look at that and
that's
and
amazing.
There's another, lots of printing errors inside. And once.
Well, that was really something. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, again, if you want to get the full scoop of what happened on this once in a ever, not lifetime, but this one-time occurrence day, it was 95 objects, 95 people. To get the whole picture, go to podcastnik.com. This is an Agora Podcast Network exclusive. So there's video on the Podcastnik channel. You're going to have to listen to the History of the Papacy, Wars of the Reformation, which you are listening to, The Cannonball by Dan and Claude, and, of course, Heather Tesco's Renaissance English History podcast on englandcast.com, and of course for History of Germany podcast. So check out podcastnik.com and listen to the other 4 or 5 snippets if you're curious, and let me tell you, it's worth it. But I hope you enjoyed that. And wow, I'm at a medieval market. I'm looking at some poor tourists in a cage. They just locked up a Spaniard in the stockades. And there's roast pig going on. I'm going to go to the main market square. This isn't even nothing, but it's insane. It's elbow to elbow. Angela Merkel's here, the Chancellor of Germany. Many religious personalities from both Catholic and Protestant denominations. And my host, the person who I'm sleeping on his couch, he's about to bring the 95 Theses to the castle. It's really quite a day. It's hard to describe. I'm looking at two noblemen right now with feathers in their cap, and it's really something. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to go see what else I can see.
Greetings, my name is Benjamin Jacobs, and this is episode 37, Trav's Big Adventure.
I wasn't prepared.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.